A reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, starting at verse 1. It's Matthew chapter 19, starting at verse 1. When Jesus had finished saying these things, he departed from Galilee and went to the region of Judea across the Jordan. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Some Pharisees approached him to test him. They asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife on any grounds?" "Haven't you read," he replied, "that he who created them in the beginning made them male and female?" He also said, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." "Why then," they asked, "did Moses command us to give divorce papers to send her away?" He told them, "Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because of the hardness of your hearts. But it was not like that from the beginning. I tell you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If the relationship of a man and his wife is like this, it is better not to marry." This is God's word to us. Amen. I quite like science. I'm not a scientist, but I've always been interested in science. And we live in a very scientific age, and science is at the forefront of much that happens. We're struggling with ecology and the state of the planet in a lot of ways, and science is helping us to combat that as we change, if we can afford them, to electric cars. But I like science. I was going to say a couple of weeks ago, but I think it's over a month ago now. There was on the news, one of the news reports was on an experiment on nuclear fusion. I mean, we know a lot about nuclear fission, where things are, atoms are split apart to create energy or to destroy cities. It can be used for good or for evil. And despite its drawbacks, a lot of people think nuclear power will be one of the things we go forward with. And nuclear fusion is different because it brings atoms together, but it's difficult, because that's what happens in the sun. That's what powers the sun. And I don't know if you've looked at the sun. Don't do that directly, because you won't look at much else. But it is hot. I mean, if you see one of those pictures of the sun, you see all the flames coming up, and it is hot. And that's the surface of the sun. But actually, that's actually quite cool, because what's happening inside is a lot hotter. So this news report said, we've made a sun for I don't know how long, few seconds, and it developed all this power to develop so many, it could have boiled so many kettles. I hadn't had a little chance to research that. But it's so difficult because you can't keep it in something metal because it's so hot, you just melt it. And I think it's done with magnetic power. And it's difficult to balance it all. It's difficult to keep it there. And those few seconds, but people look at it as the way forward because it doesn't have a lot of the disadvantages of nuclear fusion. It's bringing things together, and there's not so much radiation, there's not so much atomic waste, so it's a better way forward. And that's nuclear energy. I'm struggling to say nuclear today. But it's interesting, that nuclear reaction, that bringing things together. And we sometimes talk about families as being nuclear families, don't we? And that's sort of talking about a man, wife, and children, but in fact, it's bigger than that. An extended family is still a nuclear family. The Bible tells us we should honor our father and mother, and all of us here will have a father and mother, and our father and mothers have father and mothers, and our grandchildren have their father and mothers, who are our sons and daughters. So the nuclear family sort of stretches bigger than just mum, dad, and probably less than two children in this country now. And we're here on Mother's Day. And mothers are important. I'm not saying fathers aren't important, but it's Mother's Day. So let's talk about mothers. Let's talk about women. God made man male and female. Man, in that sense, is a inclusive word. A lot of people don't like that nowadays. But I think in some ways it's very useful, because men can get swept out of families because they're busy doing work when mothers stay at home. And I know that's not always the case, but it is quite often the case. And the reason for that is that mothers are the one that have the babies. That might sound quite controversial nowadays, but actually it's true and it's scientific. And no matter what they mess about with the human body, that will always be the case. Mothers have babies, if you like. And we don't often talk about sex, but that's what it is. The man and woman come together and they are one. They are one in their lives together when they get married, because that is the context, the biblical context of having babies. They come together and share lives together, and they come together in sexual unity, and it's almost like that fusion reactor. And the woman, the woman's womb, is where that fusion takes place, and the child develops, and she is the mother. She gives her body for that. In a sense, she gives her life, and I'm not saying that husbands don't give their lives, but they do it in a very different way. That's mothers. The woman. And that is, in a sense, an honour, but I know it's a very painful one for women. And they need to be honoured for that. Honour your father and your mother. I'm not sure we always do that when we're children. I don't think I did it enough. And it's too late for me. But we need to honour mothers. We need to honour motherhood. And yes, every woman doesn't become a mother. And in our society today, it's more like a nuclear fission reactor. It wants to break up families, perhaps not intentionally, but that's what's happening in lots of different ways. We need to honour mothers. If a woman decides to become a mother, we need to honour that. We need to protect her. Do women need protecting? Yes, they do. And it's the job of their husbands, it's the job of men in general, to do that. That's not to say women can't be strong. And if that video didn't show you how strong a woman is, then you're not watching. You're not thinking about what women do for us. They give their bodies, they give their lives to bring up children. In a biblical sense, it's not all about the children. And some mothers, and indeed fathers, the children become all-consuming. But it's a husband and wife is the biblical setting for the family. And you can do it other ways. But that's what God has asked us to do. Why do people want to do it different? Sometimes they just want to be independent. They don't want to commit. They haven't got what it takes to give their life to someone else. And that's what love is, giving your life for someone else. That's what the reading from John was, of Jesus laying down his life for us. And marriage is probably the nearest example, apart from Jesus, that you will ever get of godly love, sacrificial love, true love, looking for someone else, looking out for someone else. It's easier for men to walk away from responsibilities. And with modern day birth control, thankfully women have more control over what happens to their bodies. But at the same time, none of these methods are 100%. And if things go wrong, if things happen that they didn't want to happen, it is women, again, who are stuck with the decision if the man just walks off, whether they have the baby or not. And it takes courage. It takes bravery to step out on your own. And if you're a man, women are not there to be used just simply for your gratification. They are strong, they are brave, and they keep us together. They bring beauty to the world that we can't. They bring a gentleness to the world that we can't. They hold things together in a way that we can't. It's a partnership. Mums are made by God. What a wonderful thing. And how true. It's not just a saying, it's not just a glib thing. They are literally made by God. They have a purpose. They have a passion. They have courage. They have strength. And I thank God for them. We should all do that. And men, you should think about the way you treat the women in your lives. And you should honour them. Society should honour them, for they bless us greatly, in God's name. Amen.